Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I don't want to see guns out when people are very hostile and angry at each other.
And now I understand somebody local, they want to prosecute these people. It's a disgrace.
We don't have a Dr. Fauci problem. We need to be focusing on doing things that get us to where we need to go.
Let's open the economy, open the schools.
Open everything now isn't a strategy for success.
Yeah, we need your help with that, Joe Biden. Oh, boy. Happy Wednesday morning. So glad you could join us this morning live on Facebook again. You can go there and watch the show and listen to it at home or at work or wherever you happen to be. And we're glad you're with us. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good. Good morning.
Hey.
Who would have thought back on June 28th when I attended that, when I attended that rally at the Art Hill,
in Forest Park, St. Louis.
Who would have thought that, what, 3 weeks later, we would finally have seen a charge filed against somebody who assaulted someone at that rally?
I'm surprised it happened at all.
I am too.
Now, Kim Gardner chose the least charge she could make against the guy that we have photographic evidence of punching a man in the face for no reason. I mean, there's not much, there wasn't a less charge she could have made except to not charge him. And there's other people in the photo. They haven't been charged yet. But she clearly took the time to decide they were going to charge this guy. In the meantime, Kim Gardner is in a verbal dispute with the President of the United States. Fascinating times we live in, aren't they?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
For Governor Parson to bring this up yesterday, that he had a conversation with the president about this. I don't know what the president could do, quite frankly. I don't think he clearly can't drop the charges against these people if Kim Gardner decides to charge them today. That's sort of the breaking news yesterday since the show ended. The police have filed for warrants against Mark and Patricia McCloskey. For what? Improper use of a weapon? So now we're critics of form in ignoring the fact that these two people were protecting their property. The Post-Dispatch is laser focused on destroying Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Did you read the piece they did yesterday on their long history of suing people?
I don't think that's the first piece they've done on that. I read something similar a week or so ago.
They went back and dug up something about a dispute that he had with his father back in the 90s.
Of course they did.
Yep.
The man's been dead for 6 years. They went back to dig up some dirt from a lawsuit that he filed over some dispute over his dad's estate. And this must be evidence that he's guilty of protecting his property. I don't know. I'm trying to draw some other conclusion from it. The Post-Dispatch, I used to say they wasted ink. I assume they still print a newspaper. I haven't seen one in a while.
I think they do.
That was a waste of ink. that was trying to single-handedly build a case destroying the character of these two people. You know, one thing I've determined over the course of my life is that there have been cases where I've considered some sort of legal action against somebody. But sometimes the barrier to that is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because you have to go out and hire an attorney who's going to charge you several hundred dollars an hour to work on your case,
right?
Which is the going rate, right?
Well, and then it's a gamble. If you win, you're probably okay, but if you don't, then you're out all of that money. Right. Yeah,
unless you're an attorney.
True.
Yeah.
At which point, that barrier is gone. You could go to the courthouse and drop six lawsuits a day, and you may end up being nailed for court costs at some point if the case gets thrown out. But that's the decision you get to make. You don't face the other charges, charges as in cost that would go along with filing legal.
Yeah, you get a discount filings. For using you get yourself, a discount, right?
Yeah, you get the family discount. Yep. I don't know. I think going back and finding out that a couple of trial attorneys have been litigious, have been in court a lot, is not some evidence that they're bad people. That's where the local media has gone on this. It just kind of sickens me. But besides that, I mean, a lot of things have happened overnight. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Today is tax day. We find out they're flubbing the COVID numbers.
Shocker.
In the state of Florida.
Really?
And probably not just Florida.
Right.
Of course it's not just Florida. I mean, kudos to the investigative reporters down there at like Fox 35 or whatever the channel was. It went in and introduced, they went in and investigated this.
I can't believe they were allowed in the door.
There were 100% positive reporting from some of these facilities. Because last weekend, Florida made headlines, right? When the shocking number came out that they had more than 15,000 positive COVID tests in one day. And then they found out that at least 7,000 of them were traced to one company. And in some cases, 98% of their tests were coming back positive. Which completely flies in the face of everything we know about the infection rate for COVID.
It's another day where you wake up and you know that you can't really trust any of the numbers that we're getting.
Right. Yep.
No
another,
one knows.
Yeah, another
and
day
we're making decisions mm-hmm. based on stuff that we really have no proof of. And we never will. I mean, we never will. How are we ever going to really know the truth about all these numbers?
Yeah, we won't know what. I mean, eventually they'll probably be able to figure out what's going on and how to fix it better. But, I mean, that's years down the line. Now we're always, I mean, history will just show that
let's just shut everything down again just because, you know.
And just in case you wondered, Channel 4 is reporting that as of Monday, almost 300 complaints have been filed with the county about mask violations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And at least all but about 100 of those were against businesses,
mm-hmm.
but the other 100 were against individuals, I'm assuming. So you may well, if you didn't wear a mask, you may well have been reported to the local authorities.
And
there's
what?
Nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, I mean,
they said they're not going to enforce it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? There's no fine in place. There's nothing you can do. Whoever reported them maybe should have rolled their eyes a little harder because that's all you can do is shame people.
If you get a knock at your door and it's Sam Page, don't worry. He's just there campaigning. he's not there to do a mask check. Just so you know, he desperately wants to take a pay cut and be your county executive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck.
I don't get that. I don't. Now, the other story we talked about yesterday, I want to get into it a little bit when we come back here. The Hazelwood School District has had some attention drawn to it because of a release they put out, which is basically a waiver of liability form parents have to sign if their kids are attending the Hazelwood School District
mm-hmm.
and plan to participate in sports. This is the biggest non-story that maybe I've seen the Post and the local TV stations do. Why anybody would freak out over this, I have no idea. But we'll talk about it when we come back. 314-241-9797, the phone number. And we'll get to that and your phone calls coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you look at the job he did on swine flu, I looked at a poll. They have polls on everything nowadays. And they got very bad marks on the job they did on the swine flu. H1N1. He calls it N1H1. H1N1. Got very poor marks from Gallup on the job they did on swine flu. And they stopped very early on testing. They totally stopped it. They just said stop. And frankly, if we didn't test, you wouldn't have all the headlines because we're showing cases.
The president's news conference yesterday in the Rose Garden. I hope you had a chance to listen to it. We carried it live for you on the Facebook page. Hopefully you got the notification on that. And it was fascinating. It was fascinating to listen to the president go out and give you a preview of sorts as to what they're going to attack Joe Biden. And the president said things that we've been pointing out for a while here. And that's primarily that Joe Biden's been in Washington for 47 years. But he thinks everything that's wrong with America today is because of a man that's been there for three. And the president correctly pointed out all of the things that Joe Biden claims he's going to do now that he didn't do when he was vice president of the United States or in the Senate for the 41 years before that. It's laughable. And today I heard the folks, Rasa and Jennifer on the show that precedes us here, talk about they interviewed a guy from USA Today who's written an article on how the Democrats are currently formulating their strategy on how they're going to run Joe Biden in this race. Will they continue to play it safe? Or are they going to put him out there? Are you kidding me? They're going to have to agree to debates, but Joe Biden is a walking time bomb. He doesn't know where he is half the time. Listen to cut number one here, please.
That's why today I'm releasing my plan to mobilize millions of jobs.
Did he say mobilize?
Mobilize.
Mobilize millions of jobs. I assume his script actually said mobilize.
That's a fair assumption. Yeah.
Okay. And also, we're facing a hard deadline or we're all going to die. Go to cut two.
We're going to get back into the Paris Agreement, back into the business of leading the world. We're going to lock in progress that no future president can roll back or undercut to take us backward again. Science requires a timetable for measuring progress on climate that isn't three decades or even two. Science tells us we have 9 years before the damage is irreversible.
We're all going to be dead in 9 years, according to Joe. We're going to get back into the billion-dollar boondoggle that was the Paris Climate Accord. All because it was never about anything other than some legacy building for the Obama administration. Not because it did anything, because it transferred wealth to other countries in the world. It's mind-boggling what the left is trying to do in this country. On the Hazelwood School thing, before I run out of time here, You got to figure out what's going on here, folks. Do you not think that there are attorneys out there salivating at the possibility of being able to sue a school district if kids go back to school and then one of them contracts COVID? or a teacher contracts COVID. That's what's about to happen. So the Hazelwood District puts out a waiver form, mm-hmm. and people lose their mind. We need a blanket waiver form for the country. We're going to talk more about that this morning as we continue. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
More people have died from the protest of Black Lives Matter than prior to that. And so sometimes it's hypocritical. It's almost as if some Black lives matter, but all Black lives should matter and all lives should matter. And so I thank you, Mr. President, for what you're doing.
Thank
and
you.
I stand solid.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Close.
Mm. No.
Close? Closer there, Chris.
Close, but yeah. No cigar.
How are you, buddy?
Back, but I love that you keep trying.
Well, thank you, Chris.
I'll always try. Welcome back, Mark Cox.
I appreciate that. Good to be back.
Hey, TMZ is reporting that you were out west looking for land because of all this mayhem happened in cities. You looking to escape. Is that true?
I may or may not have picked up a few real estate magazines while I was out there.
Oh, okay. Boy, you heard it first on 97.1. Made some news.
just to see what it would cost, right? You know, to live in the middle of Montana, because you have to have a fallback plan, right?
Yeah. Did you also price seeds and food?
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. I'm telling you what.
Oh, you didn't think of that. Didn't think of that, huh?
I didn't think of that, but traditionally they're a fairly low tax state, so that's good.
No. I mean, for when all heck breaks out, you got to move up, you got to like bunker down.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that too. I don't know. Did you hear Vernon Davis there, by the way? Or Vernon Jones, I'm sorry, talking about standing in solidarity with the president? That guy's a Georgia Democrat. So his political career just ended, agreeing with the president.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there are some African-Americans or Democrats that are standing up and seeing, as Mr. Jones said, the hypocrisy of some within the Black Lives Movement decrying Black Lives Matter. But when we see the mayhem that's happening every night in our cities, even here in St. Louis, with the two slain in front of St. Louis University, you know, thank God that, in a sense, this COVID thing is going on, because that place would be full of summer school students, people walking around. It could have been much, much worse. You know, I think the worst thing that can happen for the Black Lives Matter movement is this mayhem that's going on in the cities, because you're seeing parents losing children at a young age. You're seeing people losing loved ones, but you don't see any protests or any call out because of that. And you're seeing little smattering of instances of families of victims speaking out on that. You see it here in St. Louis. You know, some of the prosecutions that Kim Gardner won't prosecute. Yeah. You've had family members have gotten some media attention that have called her out on that.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, look what she's doing to the McCloskeys. I mean, we talked about it in 2A Tuesday, but they've confiscated the weapons of these law-abiding citizens who did nothing other than step out on the lawn in front of their house holding their weapons.
Have they been charged with a crime?
Well, they haven't been charged yet, but they're apparently being investigated to be charged with a crime.
I would think you have to be charged with a crime first before you could take someone's weapon.
Well, apparently not, because that's what they did. And in fact, Annie had on Eric Schmidt talking about this and the Castle Doctrine. Go to cut 19, please.
I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri, the Castle Doctrine is very expansive. And so this was not a public street. This was not a public, you know, right-of-way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, you know, down into a private neighborhood. And including McCloskey's, you know, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through this is private property. They have said that they were threatened, their lives were threatened, people were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house. And they are on their property. And again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property.
Yeah, at least the Attorney General's speaking up about this, Chris. But at the end of the day, people have said to me, well, what do we have to do to get rid of Kim Gardner? Well, put on your political analyst hat here for a minute. I don't think we can, because the Democrats in the city will determine who their next prosecutor is. And I haven't heard from Mary Pat Carl since the day she announced she was running.
All right. Look, the only way that I could see Kim Gardner being beat, and I'm a bit partial, but there is a young man that is running as a Republican for circuit attorney. I interviewed him when I had him on when I guest hosted Tim Jones' show. The only way that I could see Kim Gardner losing is if she beats Mary Pat in the primary and becomes the nominee for circuit attorney, that you'd have all the Democrats that did not vote for Kim Gardner and the smattering of Republicans and maybe some of the disgruntled African-Americans that see that their neighborhoods are getting even worse. I think if you could have that three-thing coalition come together, then you'd have a chance to maybe beat her.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
But that's like, that's a lightning in a bottle. Everything has to fall right. Reuben Goldberg scenario,
yeah,
kind of thing. But that's the only way I really see it.
People around the country are shaking their heads at this, Chris. I mentioned earlier that I was in Montana last week, and I'm getting ready to eat breakfast, and we had to wait on a table because they were doing this whole social distancing thing and they had fewer tables. And we're waiting on a table to open up, and we strike up a conversation with the people in the lobby who've lived in Montana for years now. And when the minute we mentioned St. Louis, they asked me about Kim Gardner. There are people in Montana who've heard about our prosecutor here and started in on the fact that she's a George Soros supported prosecutor. And how do you put up with that in St. Louis? And I'm like, we don't have a choice. I said, it's a liberal vacuum that is what politics are here, where no other voices are heard in city politics.
Boy, she must have graced a lot of NRA magazine covers over the last couple of years for people in Montana to know who she is. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, and then that wasn't, that wasn't the only case. I'm hiking into Avalanche Lake in the middle of Glacier National Park, strike up a conversation with a guy who was just a few steps ahead of us, and he's a retired police officer, finds out we're from St. Louis, and he brings up he wants to talk about the Mike Brown case, and then he brings up the McCloskeys. People around the country, unfortunately, don't look at St. Louis in the light of anything good these days.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time you travel, to save yourself a little introduction time, just wear a T-shirt that says, I'm from St. Louis. We're striking up all the conversations you want.
Exactly. People will entertain you. What I also said, Chris, is that in my long travels, I didn't see a single Joe Biden sign, sticker, shirt, nothing. The occasional Bernie sticker on a car, but that was about it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me out there. That's pretty ruby red. Even though, and I can't remember which state out there it's happening, but there's a former governor there that's very popular. He's a Democrat that's competing for a Senate seat that Republicans have. And yes, supposedly a good chance of winning it. So there's an aberration there.
Well, aren't you a Debbie Downer today?
No, I'm just, you know what? I give it to you real. You know that.
I'm just kidding you, Chris.
3 hours of radio, 3 hours of Fox and Friends, Kilmeade on Outnumbered, Kilmeade on the Fight. It's like the Kilmeade Network. Anyway, great job.
You know what, Sean? Let me just take your show. I'll see you soon.
Listen, few years, it's all yours. You know, who knows? I might run for president. You never know. That'll scare people.
He's not wrong.
Oh, man. Sean Hannity for president. Wouldn't that be awesome? Every night
like
we'd get a live show from the White House. It would be fantastic.
Kind of like what we have now.
Well,
Trump gets 4 more years and then in comes Hannity.
Yeah, perfect. Could you imagine if they melted down over Trump, what they would do if Sean Hannity
was
the president? I mean, somebody going into it who you know is a conservative. Trump didn't run on that. Oh, boy. He knows how to shake him up, doesn't he? That's for sure.
He's good at it. Yep.
So I'm just joking earlier about, sort of joking about the fact that since as of Monday, almost 300 people have ratted out their neighbors and businesses over the mask thing mm-hmm. to the county. And about 200 of those are business complaints, so which means the other 100 are people ratting out individuals for not wearing masks. So I see this story yesterday where a guy in London has come up with a new way of keeping people away from his bar. Not a way, he wants people to come to the bar, but he wants them to be socially distanced. So the guy at the Star Inn in Cornwall put up an electric fence.
I read this headline.
Around his bar. He said, if I put a little bit of rope there, I don't think anybody would have paid this much attention. Everybody's accustomed to sitting at the bar, pushing at the bar. Well, guess what? They can't do that now. Things have changed.
How does an electric fence work? Because I thought you had to have, I only know it for animals.
Like a collar. You would have to have a collar for it to have any sort of impact.
Oh, no, not at all. No, an electric fence is just a current that's run through a piece of wire that's wrapped around fence post. Farmers use it all the time.
I guess I'm not familiar with electric fencing because I had only heard it in
so oh, if no, you were no, no. Yeah, I only can understand how it works with like animals. So like if a house has an electric fence up for their dog or whatever, if I walk through it, I wouldn't notice.
Right. You two are killing me. I guess it would be even funnier if you had to put a dog collar on when you came into the
right.
bar.
That's the first thing I'm picturing because I've only ever heard the association of an electric fence with animals.
Same. Yeah. I've walked through many of electric fences without a collar and been fine.
No.
I'd be like, your fence is crap. I'd be up at that bar the whole time.
So farmers use these all the time, particularly if you've got animals that are likely to try to get through a fence, and the animal only has to run into one of these once to learn its lesson, right? It's not a shock that's going to kill you, but it certainly is one that's going to get your attention. It's just a piece of wire. He's just got a piece of wire wrapped around a couple of poles
that people can actually feel if they walk into it.
Absolutely. Shock you.
Do you have to touch the wire to be shocked?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not like a current you walk through, like you actually have to touch a wire.
It's a piece of wire fence, and if you step up to it and lay your hand on it, you're going to know it.
Do you understand our confusion because of the invisible fence thing with the animals? Like, we're not the biggest dummies here.
No.
Your example was about animals. So
I don't know what to believe.
Growing up around farms and things like that, I didn't know people didn't know what an electric fence was. That's okay.
Well, I do, but I've never seen a real wire. Like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Like, I have friends that have, like, electric fences for their animals, but there's no wire. There's just a collar that's associated with it.
For their pets.
Right. Correct.
But for livestock, you generally don't do that. You just electrify the fence around their enclosure.
Okay.
And they don't try to climb it or get near it because they know what happens when they do.
Good thing for like farmer on most of Mark these,
you can, you can take a long piece of grass and lay it over top of it and it'll like melt the grass. Mm. I mean, it's a serious electrical charge on some of them. Mm. Yeah. It's shocking, isn't it?
I wonder how many drunk people are running into it and being like, "Ooh, that tickles." Just keep going back for more.
You gotta wonder.
Hey guys, you gotta check this out.
So much fun.
And he could probably leave it up there, and after a couple of people get shocked, he could probably just turn it off because at that point they're all going to stay away from it.
Mm-hmm. Word on the street.
Guess. Yeah. Or go next door to the neighboring pub that doesn't have one of those. Mm. One of the two.
Well, it's creative. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
What has this world come to? Can we just go back to 2019? Is that an option? Let's just rewind the clock.
As long as we have to relive 2020.
Yes, yeah.
That's true. Let's just fast forward. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Cassie Smedley from the RNC. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.